Ebbinghaus first identified the forgetting curve by learning a series of lists comprising of 13 times three-letter nonsense syllables, for example, XTJ, nonsense syllable. He used nonsense syllables because they were equally difficult to learn and they had no personal meanings or associations. Hence, there was no potential influence of past experience influencing the recall of the syllables. And the forgetting curve shows us two things. Number one, it shows us the amount of forgetting, but also the rate. So let's look at the amount first. I reckon you need to focus on the ones in terms of the VCE course. After 1 hour, according to Ebbinghaus, we only remember about 44% of the originally learned information. Thus, we forget 56%. After 1 day, we remember 33% of the originally learned information, so a third, and we forget 67%. After 1 month, according to Ebbinghaus, we remember about 21% of the originally learned information, thus forgetting the other 79%. Now, in terms of the rate of forgetting, you need to use adjectives that are descriptive of the rate of forgetting, as indicated visually by the actual forgetting curve. So you need to look at the graph here of the forgetting curve. The greatest rate of forgetting occurs immediately after the learning, that is, in the first 20 minutes. Then we get a moderate rate of decline after that until the hour mark, so between the 20-minute to an hour mark, we have a moderate rate of decline. And after about 8 hours, the memory loss slows to a minor rate of decline. After a few days, the rate plateaus and we get little, if any, forgetting. According to Ebbinghaus, if information is well learned, whether you're a slow learner or a fast learner, the rate of forgetting is still the same. So let's look at the key factors that affect the rate and amount of forgetting. Well, the more meaningful the material, the slower the rate of forgetting. So thinking about the use of elaborate rehearsal. But the complexity of the material and the intelligence of the learner doesn't affect the rate of forgetting. Learning information over a longer period of time, that is regularly reviewing the content, will result in a higher retention of the information in long-term memory, but the rate of forgetting remains constant. Thus, the whole curve retains its shape in terms of that initial rapid, then moderate, then minor rate of decline, but the whole curve simply shifts upwards. That is, we actually retain more information, but we still forget it at the same rate.